Meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently it's 55.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Graduate Teaching Assistance Coalition is a labor union at KU, and they have taken a controversial stand on the Palestine-Israel conflict. And Grace Lohr, a graduate teaching assistant for business statistics at KU, spoke with KSNT about why she and many others are upset with the statement.
We serve students from so many different diverse backgrounds, ethnically, economically, religiously, and so these Jewish students could not feel safe going into the classroom or on campus, and we want to promote a safe environment for them. Our job is to serve them. And so to have these undertones of anti-Semitism is just heartbreaking.
But Neil Isabel Kennedy is the secretary of the group and explained that this is not anti-Semitic, but rather anti-settler colonialism.
The issue is not religion. The issue is that Palestinians, especially on the Gaza Strip, are living in an open-air prison.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th and 9th.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Come stay and play at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort for Money Mania. Saturdays in October.
Random rewards drawings for $2,000 every half hour
from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And one grand prize for $5,000 at 11 p.m.
Yeah. Use your Seven Clans Players Club card to increase your chances of winning.
That's a total of $15,000 every Saturday in October.
It's simple.
There's more at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
More cash giveaways, more life-changing jackpots.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort,
where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Topeka has hit a record 31 homicides in the city, and now they're asking for the community's help to solve a dozen unsolved homicides in this year alone. Of the dozen, five of them have all parties involved identified, and the investigation's findings have been forwarded to the DA's office for a review. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, and information that leads to the arrest of a suspect could be awarded up to $2,000. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has launched an investigation into the Waubonsie County Sheriff's Office after a request from the Waubonsie County Undersheriff about 2 weeks ago. The investigation will zero in on an allegation against an employee of the Sheriff's Office. If an arrest is made or charges are filed, more information will be released to the public. The Central County Fire Department responded Sunday night to extinguish around a dozen hay bales that caught on fire in Mays. Crews advised drivers to stay out of the area due to heavy smoke potentially causing accidents. Luckily, no injuries were reported.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Great Plains Health held a free osteoporosis screening at their hospital. The event was held due to the high amount of hip fractures and displacements in their community and overall weaker bones. Guests went through a screening process and were able to meet with experts who were trained in different ways to mitigate the worst effects of osteoporosis. Jill Stevenson with Great Plains Health spoke more with KNOP.
We have a lot of hip fractures in our community. People are not being diagnosed with osteoporosis. They're not being treated for osteoporosis. So what we're doing today is we're doing a fracture risk assessment, and then we give you that fracture risk assessment, and then that gives you the recommendations of what you need to do with that.
In other news, Governor Pillen has ordered that all U.S. and Nebraska flags be flown at half staff to honor first responders after David Schwartz, a 42-year-old employee of the Nebraska Department of Transportation, was killed on Highway 34.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council at the early October meeting discussed placement of decorations at the city cemetery after Lynn Stowes had questioned the matter at a previous meeting. Each stone may have only one decoration in the grass in addition to a current war marker. This is one per stone, not per person buried. These, if staked in the ground, must be solid steel, at least 3/8 inch diameter. No wooden or plastic devices allowed. They will be restricted to the side of a stone and may be placed on the family space. Memorial Day decorations are acceptable to be removed by June 10th, and more decorations allowed November through March with no mowing or trimming over the winter. That option was approved 5-3 with Throm, Behrens, and Mikeman voting no. Washington City Council held a special meeting Monday at the Munchkinland Playground to view the site and consider improvements. A recent inspection of the facility built in 2000 revealed a number of concerns, and discussion included whether to repair or replace the structures. An estimate 2 years ago came in at $55,000 and would likely be a shorter-term solution, while a similar new facility could run upwards of $400,000 or more. A playground committee has been designated and is considering alternates for a $100,000 bequest earmarked for the project. They will further discuss additional fundraising prospects, and the Washington City Council will take the matter up at their November meeting. It is hoped that if fundraising is pursued, that process could begin before year end. No decisions were made. Marysville Chamber and Main Street hosted a roundtable Tuesday regarding employee recruitment challenges and addressing employee expectations. Community appeal and prospects were also discussed. Deb Oldie with North Central Regional Planning served as moderator with guest panelists Omar Hinosa from Valley Vet Supply, Candace Wright, Blue Valley Technologies, and Lori Snellings with the Wagon Wheel. Employee retention and recruitment routinely top the list of concerns expressed by local businesses of all sizes in our community. A Holmesville, Nebraska man, 62-year-old Virgil Jansen, who is reported missing Sunday, was found later that morning injured beneath a fallen tree. Authorities tracing a cell phone locate were led to an area northeast of Blue Springs near 80th and Beeline Road. He was apparently clearing trees and was trapped Saturday. Virgil Jansen was flown to a Lincoln Hospital with injuries. 51st Annual Black Squirrel Night is Thursday in downtown Marysville with a trunk-or-treat beginning at 5. Window guessing with merchants and activities at the Kester House Gardens until 7. Footloose dance performance at 6 between 7th and 8th Streets. And the Youth Through Adult Costume Contest hosted by the Pony Express Partnership for Children begins at 6:30. Valley Heights, Hanover, and Centralia will not have classes Friday as volleyball teams head to the state tournaments. Week 9 football games for these schools, Valley Heights and Hanover, will be played Thursday evening. Hanover at Lakeside kicks off at 6, Valley Heights hosting Whitewater Remington at 7. Again, both those games on Thursday. Helen R. Yera, age 90, of Burchard, passed away October 20th. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 5, at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Helen Gira. Maureen Hendricks, age 72, of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away October 11. Massive Christian burial this Friday, October 27. Vigil service at 10, service at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell.
burial in St. Bridget's Cemetery north of Axtell, with the Axtell-Andreth funeral in charge of arrangements for Maureen Hendricks. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, roast beef, mashed potatoes, peas, and plums. Tomorrow, Italian chicken with rice pilaf, Scandinavian blend, and fruited jello. TNDY News Time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us as we welcome Tractor Supply to Marysville. You're invited to celebrate with savings. Everything you need for the farm and home with the advice you need for every job. The grand opening sale is underway. They'll be hosting a grand opening Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. with KNDY broadcasting live as well. Lots of fun, lots of giveaways, and lots of excitement. We'll see you during the grand opening and the grand opening celebration Saturday at Tractor Supply in Marysville.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. Must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A nearly stationary frontal boundary stalled out just to our northwest keeps the threat for some scattered showers and storms in the forecast over the next few days. Looking to turn breezy and colder then for Friday and into your upcoming weekend as that frontal boundary finally makes some eastward progress. We're back to highs in the lower 50s by the time we get to Friday. And into your upcoming weekend, temperatures struggling to top that 40-degree mark along with some breezy north winds. Even cold enough we could have some snowflakes mixing in Saturday night into early on Sunday. High temperatures by this afternoon, though, still looking to reach up into the 70s. We'll drop back into the lower 60s for tonight with more widespread showers and storms. And scattered showers and storms still with us right into the day on Thursday, but still quite mild in the mid-70s. And again, starting to cool things down by the time we get to Friday, lower 50s there. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, late October 65, record high on this date 89. The average low 40 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:47. Sunset this evening 6:36. Trace of precipitation overnight. 57 degrees this hour and a mix of precipitation across Kansas. A lighter scattered showers moving across the Kansas City area. That band to the south of Topeka trips through Emporia down toward Wichita. Then kind of picks up again on a loop up to the west of Salina. All of this pushing to the east may bring some scattered showers along the way today. Nothing right now along the Kansas-Nebraska border. Stays kind of just to the south of this northern tier of counties at least. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 25th of October. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
The D-backs' march of destruction continues. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports.
Swing and a high fly ball right field. Playable for Carroll. Near the line, Carroll under it. He's got it. The Arizona Diamondbacks are going to the World Series. The Cinderella run of the Arizona Diamondbacks continues.
Call on ESPN Radio. The Arizona Diamondbacks are heading to the World Series, defeating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2 to win the National League pennant in 7 games. Ketel Marte won series MVP, but it was rookie Corbin Carroll who had his fingerprints all over Game 7, going 3-for-4 at the plate, driving in 2 runs and scoring 2. Heading for the Fall Classic in his first season in the bigs.
I thought it'd take, a little more time. So to be able to do it in this first year just makes it, all the more special.
The Diamondbacks head to Arlington to take on the Rangers in the World Series Game 1 Friday night. It was opening night in the NBA. The defending champion Nuggets hosting the Lakers late fourth quarter. Nikola ain't no Jokic helping Denver pull away.
Jokic, Porter, and Gordon, they're starting five. Jokic lifts it up too high for Gordon. Doesn't matter. It comes down to Jokic who puts it up and in.
The call on ESPN Radio. Jokic logging his first triple-double of the campaign. Nuggets trounce the Lakers 119-106. Suns Warriors in San Francisco. Late fourth quarter, Suns clinging to a 1-point lead.
Booker goes to his left and back to his right. Stops 18 feet away. Fires to Okogie. Open three. Left corner. Yes, sir!
The call on KMVP. Josh Okogie extending the lead to 103-99 with just over a minute left. Suns hold on for a 108-104 win. Devin Booker scored a game-high 32 points. For only the second time ever and first time on a weeknight, all 32 teams in the NHL were in action. The Golden Knights got by the Flyers 3-2. Avalanche outscored the Islanders 7-4. Bruins shut out the Blackhawks 3-zip. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
KNDY will have live continuing coverage of the state volleyball tournament following Hanover and Valley Heights, respectively, in pool play Friday, and those advancing again Saturday. Tune live on FM 95.5. We'll also have football action, Hanover at Lakeside, Week 9 kickoff, Thursday night at 6 on FM 95.5, Marysville at Heston Friday at 7, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Blue Valley Door Company salutes all area 4-H clubs. Through 4-H, members learn responsibility and values that will help now and in the future. From Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, we service and install all styles of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers. Sheer Quality Furniture is proud of all the area 4-H members. The youth in 4-H learn positive, valuable life and career skills that will be a solid foundation for a successful future. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Andy Hoosier, as we start off a Wednesday today, middle of the week. Markets opening up in just a little bit. Yesterday, really kind of stagnant in the markets. Not a lot of movement in either direction. It was mixed in the grains, mixed in the livestock overall. The livestock did see a little bit of movement trying to rebound from Monday's major losses with that correction from the cattle on feed reports. Grains, though, just didn't see a whole lot of changes. Overall, December corn finished on a Tuesday 6.25 cent lower in the red to 484 even a bushel. March corn was down by 6 pennies at 498 even. And the wheat, December Kansas City wheat down by 7.75 cent to 663 even. March KC wheat was down by 8.5 at 671 3/4 cent. In the oats market, slightly higher numbers yesterday for the oats, with December up 4.25 to 389 3/4. March oats were up 4 cents at 409 and a quarter of a cent. Over in the bean market, November soybeans, they were slightly higher yesterday as well, finishing 8.5 cents up to 12.95 1/4. January was up 9 cents at 13.14 1/2. In the meal market, December meal was up 13.70 at 4.34 20, with the January soybean meal up 11.5 to 4.22 80 cents. And the soybean oil was slightly lower on the day, with December down 62 cents at 51.32. January wrapping up yesterday 68 cents lower at 50 and 65 cents. Canola market, November canola was down 2.30 at 677 1/2. And the cotton market was slightly down, with December down 80 cents at 82.93. Over in the livestock market, we saw a little bit of green, at least in the early futures, trying to rebound from the major losses Monday. October live cattle was up $1.75 at 180 even. The feeder cattle for October was up $1.80 at 239.42. Lean hogs was kind of mixed on the board. December was up 20 cents at 66.37, with some red in the later futures. We'll see what's in store today for a Wednesday.
Look at Midwest.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, assemblers, fabrication, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises, and promotions. Shift differential, attendance bonus, benefits including paid time off, holidays, incentive bonus, insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Kansas State University has hosted a Swine Day for many years and continues this year on November 16th. K-State Swine Extension Specialist Joel DeRushi shares information about this event's program schedule and who the event can benefit.
We get started at 9:15 with some general welcomes and introductions, and to learn a little bit more about our department. Dr. Mike Day, our department head, will kick things off. Then for the rest of the morning, as well as in the early afternoon portion, both swine faculty and graduate students present the information that was generated this last year to help the industry and producers improve their operations and their bottom line. So we will rotate every 15 minutes with different topics to provide all that type of information throughout those given sessions. And then we also have some feed safety work, really dealing with mitigation of potential viruses or bacteria in feed. And then there's a whole lot of in between. We have over 40 research reports this year. And so what our goal with those research reports is to break it down to layman's terms for our producers in the industry of how to use all that information that was generated over this last year. Those swine producers that have been in the industry, both whether that's a long time or whether they're just getting in, there's information for all those crowds.
DeRushi discusses how the day will conclude and the networking opportunities that will take place.
So Wayne Cast will be our last speaker in approximately 3:30. The program wraps up for the day. And then we always have our K-State tailgate, which features call hall ice cream and also just gives people time to discuss anything from the day and have that fellowship at that point with producers, students, and in the industry in general.
K-State Swine Day is held on K-State's Manhattan campus, and he explains where participants can find the event.
It's held on our K-State campus at the KSU Alumni Center. So right on campus, we host that. And so it's a great environment to have people in. Many of our alumni love to come to that facility and really enjoy coming back on campus. It's conveniently located there on the corner of campus and with parking. So it's very easy to get to. And for anybody that registers, all that information will be provided in terms of location and logistics in that area.
That was Kansas State University Swine Extension Specialist Joel DeRushi on the Swine Day event held by K-State. The event is taking place on November 16th at the K-State Alumni Center. Registration is needed for this event. Early registration of $25 ends November 8th. All registration after that will be $50. For more information or to register, go to www.ksuswine.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Klein Cattle Company will hold their 2023 fall bull sale Saturday, October 28th at the farm located 1879 Bobcat Lane, south of Frankfort, starting at 2 p.m. Selling will be 22 Angus, Red Angus, Simmental, and Horned Hereford 20-month-old bulls. Athletic, sound structured, with featured genetics, these high-quality bulls will be an addition to your herd. Visit KleinCattleCompany.com for a full sale catalog. A high-quality sale of ready-to-turn-out 20-month-old bulls with several heifer bulls available at the Klein Cattle Company Fall Bull Sale, Saturday, October 28th, located at the Klein Cattle Company Farm, south of Frankfort, starting at 2 p.m.
One thing that makes autumn special are its unique aromas. Some reflections on the smells of the season today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 25th, the 298th day of the year. Painter Pablo Picasso was born on this day, and the first consumer microwave oven was introduced in 1955. If there is such a thing as the best season for fragrances, fall may very well get our vote. Decaying leaves, campfire smoke, and seasonal spices all make the season special. But there is also some science that explains why our nose might experience autumn differently. Odor chemicals move more slowly in cool, dry air. Intense summer odors like vehicle exhaust or neglected garbage dumpsters recede into the background, making it easier for our olfactory senses to single out the pleasing ones. So take a deep breath and enjoy the aromas of the season while they're here. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Light precipitation overnight. Trace amounts could be in the weather picture again today. Activity in a loop here in Kansas, moving into the Salina area from just west of Salina, then from down in the Wichita area through Emporia into Kansas City. Most of that's very light activity. Likely moving further east and may affect our northern tier of counties later today. We'll look for a high of 70 here on our Wednesday. It's 57 this hour.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. On Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers fell to the Vikings in an upset victory for the Minnesota team as they moved to 3-4, and the 49ers moved to 5-2 in their second straight loss. The Vikings were led by their quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who had 378 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception, and Jordan Addison, the rookie out of USC, had seven catches for 123 yards and two touchdowns. The 49ers are on to Cincinnati as they will host the Bengals at home next week, and the Vikings play their NFC North rival, the Green Bay Packers. In the college ranks, K-State is preparing for their matchup against Houston for the very first time as Big 12 opponents. They're scheduled for an 11 a.m. kickoff this Saturday, and KU prepares to host the number 6 Oklahoma Sooners at the booth. Oklahoma currently leads the Big 12 with a 4-0 conference record and 7-0 overall, while Texas's only loss is to Oklahoma, and they are second in the conference. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY will have live continuing coverage of the state volleyball tournament following Hanover and Valley Heights, respectively, in pool play Friday, and those advancing again Saturday. Tune live on FM 95.5. We'll also have football action. Hanover at Lakeside, week 9, kickoff Thursday night at 6 on FM 95.5. Marysville at Heston Friday at 7, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Everyone at CMT Designs knows the Nemaha Central High School fall sports teams have the drive, skill, and dedication to go far this season, and will be cheering for the athletes every step of the way. Good luck, boys and girls, and go Thunder! From CMT Designs, vinyl screen printing and more, creating memories together. Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated knows everyone can count on the Axtell Eagles fall sports teams to raise the roof at this week's events. The talented athletes have worked and practiced hard, so go for the wins, guys and girls, and good luck from your proud fans at Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated.
KNDY.
This is how it seems to me. Life is only therapy. Real expensive and no guarantee. And so I lie here on on the couch with my heart hanging out, frozen solid with fear, like a rock in the ground. Whoa, buddy, you move me. You give me courage I didn't know I had. You move me. Now I can go with you and stay where I am, so you move. This is how love was to me. I could look and not see. Going through the emotions, not knowing what they mean. And it scared me so much that I just wouldn't budge. Might have stayed there forever if not for your touch. Oh, buddy, you moved me. Out of myself and into the fire. You moved me. Now I'm burning with love and with hope. Making light of it, making light of it. And I follow with my heart, laughing all the way.